We're coming to a really lovely play area, which is a garden, which is known as the Pocket Garden. And I'm with one of its driving forces and founder members, Dawn McKenzie.
That's correct, yes. Other names too, but Dawn McKenzie today.
You wear many, many hats, Dawn.
I do.
You're quite a contributor to the village's welfare.
I do. I guess I am, yeah. I've been in the village for 20 years, and I first came to the village working with children, not having any of my own at that point, and I thought, what can I give to the community? And it so happens that back in 1998, there was APES, which was Ardersier and Petty Environmental Society, which was an adult version of what I now lead. And they were trying to create a competition for the children in the village to design a T-shirt for their logo. So that was the start of it. So I kind of got involved and then was put forward, why don't you run a junior, a junior section? So nearly 20 years on, I think, come October, I am still doing that.
That was the start of it.
And so that was, it was fairly small then. It was just junior Ardersier and Petty Environmental Society. And there was a couple of willing parent volunteers. And at that point, the APES had taken over this old, it was a workers' yard, over and created a chessboard in the middle and just a bed round the edge, of this garden. And it was utilised to an extent, but not really thought through as in the maintenance and who, etc., etc. And at that point, we would come in, the junior section, do a bit of weeding and thought, right, no, this needs a revamp, So we seek some advice and help from and applied to Beechgrove Garden back in 2003. And we were successful, shortlisted. So they provided a garden designer and I can't remember off the top of my head how much it was. It was a few thousand. It was about, I think, £3,000 comes to mind. Now you think £3,000, that's a lot of money, but really, it's not a lot of money when you've got construction work, etc., and plants to fill.
Yes, because we've got, I can see here, paths and a sort of stoned areas, wooden areas, decked areas, lots of different plants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't come cheap. But does it answer your problem with maintenance?
Maintenance, well, to go back to actual the Beechgrove coming, to be honest with you, that money was actually spent on the plants. The rest was volunteers, big steal and borrow. It was fantastic, actually, even back then, the amount of people in the community that we managed to get involved to help this garden take place and be put together and loved. But my main aim for this garden is with planting the seed with the young ones that are upcoming in the community, planting the seed of looking after, learning along the way, but also maintaining and taking ownership of that. And that for me is a big one. And I would hope, I mean, there's 21-year-olds, a lot older than that in the village, that were involved initially, that do come back and they still talk about, the community garden, the pocket garden. And they were involved, obviously, in two filming proceedings, and that in itself was a big one for the community. But obviously, this is ongoing. We've got a senior section, junior and senior section, kind of splitting the age groups up. And again, always it's volunteers. We're all volunteers and without parents and PVG helpers and whatnot within the community, it wouldn't run. It's only once a month we meet. We try to maintain the best we can. We've got the vegetable plots here, as you can see. That's something that we like.
Lovely onions coming along.
Oh, yes,
and that's always a fantastic experience for children too, seeing something that they plant growing.
Yes,
and then nuggets of gold when they find a potato.
That's right. Again, after 14 years, the garden. Is that right? Trying to do my maths, I'm not in school now, but yes, 2004, yes, 14 years, but now we're at that stage where it is needing a revamp. There's areas, as you can see, are needing a bit of tender, loving care. And just recently, we've had a call out within the community and we've got a couple of local joiners that were, are prepared to help.
Yeah, and just to maybe revamp some of the wooden decks that are struggling
now. It's the whole round the decking, etc., that's needing to get revamped.
But I could tell even from the few minutes that I've been here how important it is and how loved it is.
Oh, it is. It is the amount of young ones, old ones that will just come in, and tourists as well that will come in to the garden, you know.
So not only a point of pride from a point of view of an amenity, but I've seen lots of butterflies and birds and biodiversity.
And we've got kidney veg here as well, which we had a successful story on the kidney veg and our small rare blue on the common. Years ago we planted the kidney veg, which was, it only has a small area, the small blue, where it lays its eggs, etc.
So you've got to plant the kidney veg to...
Kidney veg to try and attract it to come closer into... closer into the village, or coming down. So we planted lots up by the Fort George, and John Orr recently, within the last month, actually... was able to say that this was a success, and they have moved the it was spotted closer, so we've got kidney veg in here, but whether it will take a wee while probably for
I've seen other butterflies.
Yes.
Tell me about all the other hats you wear and the other things you do, Dawn.
Well, not only we've got the pocket garden, this is for japes and sapes that maintain this area, but also we've got two boats in the village. As we enter the village, actually there's a display board of all the common birds that we find in the shoreline. That was a project that we did with Japes Apes in the Highland Print Studio that they enjoyed, and we made postcards, and we had a display, and we had a showing in the museum as well. It was just fantastic, that's that. And then the entrance to the village, as you come into the village, that was created by Japes Apes, and we're currently in the process, hopefully autumn time, Chainsaw Creations are creating a train because it's going to be up by the old station. So that's Japes Apes Boat Club, involved in Boat Club, which I enjoy doing, rowing. Ardisier Seals, that's the most recent one, swimming in the sea.
What are your feelings, and you're particularly committed to young ones, mm-hmm. What are your feelings then about the future of the village in terms of keeping youngsters
involved? I'm hopeful to continue to do that and to get them involved in different ways. Hopefully maybe the boat club, just now we've actually just recently relocated the boat into Nairn, but hopefully it will come back. I'm hopeful that it will, and to get them involved possibly in the rowing. Youth work, I did do a bit of youth club for 6 years in that in the village.
It's difficult, isn't it, that sort of 10 to 15 age group, mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. any village. Yeah. What do you think is the best thing to do for them here?
Well, there was a group that were really, really enjoyed the filming. Eden Court came out last year, and was it two years ago? And they thoroughly enjoyed that experience, putting a film together, you know, within the village, and it was great, it was super. My daughter was involved, and she got a lot from it. But sadly, you know, I think it came down to funding again, that it wasn't continued, that was my understanding. Hopefully, I've never been afraid to ask for help, and everybody knows that, but it's all for the good of the village and trying to better and beautify what we've got.